This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Arkansas has reported a surge in COVID-19 cases Wednesday, and the state's coronavirus hospitalization rate has also increased for the 15th day in a row. The Department of Health said the state's COVID-19 cases increased by 1,309 to over 360,000 since the pandemic began. The latest surge has been fueled by the Delta variant of the virus. Only 35% of the state's population has been fully vaccinated, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Governor Asa Hutchinson has been traveling the state, holding town halls called Community COVID Conversations to encourage vaccine participation.
It's a series of statewide community discussions surrounding COVID-19 vaccine, to provide opportunities for Arkansans to ask questions, to get answers, and simply to express concerns.
Governor Hutchinson is scheduled to hold a public conversation today in Texarkana at the Convention Center this evening at 6 p.m. Louisiana is among the states with lower vaccine rates, but thanks to the state's shot at a million vaccine lottery incentive, the number of Louisiana residents choosing to get a COVID-19 vaccine increased by 14% the week after the program was announced by Governor John Bel Edwards. The lottery is the latest incentive program from the health department to encourage more residents to get COVID-19 shots. Those who do have a chance to win cash prizes, including four $100,000 prizes, nine scholarships, and one prize of $1 million. More than 700,000 Louisianians have already registered. The deadline is July 31st. To register, go to shotatamillion.com. A group of abortion providers is challenging a new Texas law banning abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, which can happen as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. Senate Bill 8 also allows private citizens to sue anyone who helps a woman get an abortion after that point. Mark Herron is the lead attorney for the plaintiffs.
Many other states have passed 6-week bans, all of which have been blocked in court. But Texas's ban is unlike any other because this ban can be enforced by any member of the general public.
Plaintiffs in the case are trying to prevent the law from taking effect on September 1st. Starting today, the U.S. government will start sending out the first of 6 monthly payments to millions of American families with children. It's part of the American Rescue Plan, which was signed into law last spring. Dallas Public Radio KERA's Miranda Suarez explains how parents can make sure their family gets the money.
Most U.S. families with children under 18 years old are eligible to get the monthly payments. Families can get up to $250 per child aged 6 to 17, and as much as $300 for each kid under 6. The exact payment is based on family income and tapers off for higher income families. For eligible families who filed taxes over the last 2 years, payments should start automatically in the middle of this month. Families who did not file taxes may need to take an extra step. They can go to the IRS website, that's irs.gov, to make sure they're signed up to get the advanced child tax credit payments.
That was KERA's Miranda Suarez reporting. This is Red River Radio.